Here tomorrow, since the coalition was formed,
yep.
You can't be sat here unemployed thinking it's been a good year.
Look, we've taken knocks. I'm not saying that it's rose, everything's rosy in the garden, but what I'm saying is I genuinely, same as Nick, have a belief that the Liberal Democrats have got to take these knocks in the long-term interests of the country. I would not be able to sleep at night if I thought I was playing a cheap, opportunist political game and that basically the country went down the pan because we didn't take the difficult decisions. And people, at a time of uncertainty, and people are uncertain, I understand that out there. Oh, I mean, look at me, I've got no job now, I've got no... I'm one of the statistics, you know, there's no exit strategy. I don't go out there to a job or to a position. I'm literally like many people who are out there now will be looking for something. But, you know, I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I just thought, well, actually, as Nick... You know, as Nick could have done, we'll just sit on the sidelines, we'll make hay, we'll rub our hands in glee and we'll be opportunistic. That's exactly what the Labour Party are doing. What to put a scenario, I said it on Thursday night, there's an economic fire burning and the firefighters have turned up to put out that economic fire and somehow they're getting blamed for starting the fire. The real culprits for that fire are the Labour Party. And in a few years' time, when the economy's in balance and people feel more secure, they'll then start seeing some of the fairness agenda, whether it be about civil liberties, whether it be about more investment in our kids, whether it be giving a better deal to our pensioners, being fair on taxes, saving the health service. And we'll say, actually, at a time of uncertainty, we gave the Liberal Democrats a kicking, it was unfair. Now we do see that they're stopping the Tories being the Tories of the 80s. They've helped sort out the country and they're bringing a sense of fairness, which if Nick Clegg and the Liberal Democrats weren't in government, would never have happened. And I'm proud that we've put the country before party, as difficult it is in this first year.
Let's talk personally then. What happens to the ex-leader of the council? What does the CV say?
Well, the CV says I've got lots of transferable skills if there's any employer out there, and I'm sure I'll... are you offering me something, Toby? Look,
you must have a plan.
No, seriously, Toby, there is no plan. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to brush off the CV. I'm going to stay, first of all, absolutely committed to Sheffield and my ward of Broomhill. I'm still going to be a councillor. I'm not up for re-election until 2012, next year, and my aim is hopefully to stand again. So I'm not kind of running away. I stay committed to the Liberal Democrats, both locally and nationally. So I'm to my death, same as Nick Clegg said on Sunday. Personally, I'll brush off the CV and I'll see what options actually happen. There's no plan, there's no job, there's no, you know, there's this nonsense about me being a lord.
Oh, you're going to be a lord, MP in Cornwall.
There's nothing. First of all, I'm committed to this city. So if I ever do get elected as an MP, it'll be for this city. Absolutely clear. This is my city of adoption. I love Sheffield to the, you know, to my core, and there's no way that I'm moving away from Sheffield. There's no way that I'm going to move out of Sheffield. But in terms of my personal, I suppose a little bit more relaxed. You'll probably see me today, no tie, open shirt, a little bit more relaxed.
Like a hippie's walk.
I haven't got the sandals on yet. I suppose once that happens, I'm a true liberal. But genuinely, over the next few weeks, I'll just take a couple of weeks out, take a rest. It's been a pretty stressful 3 years. Leading a council, and leading a city is stressful, and then I'll decide what I'm going to do. But look. I'm not going to complain. What opportunity and what honour and what privilege I've had leading the city that I absolutely love. But in the future, as I say, I've got transferable skills. So any employer out there that thinks you want somebody who's good at PR, good at strategic planning, good at being able to
sell things. This is a genuine pitch, isn't it?
Then email me and I'll see what I can do for you.
Paul, I'm sure we'll hear from you again. That's Paul Scriven. If anybody needs his number, give him a call. Thanks very much indeed, Paul. It's Claire with Travel.